in Jesus' name we come boldly and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you have done and everything that you are. And Lord, thank you again that we praise your name. Thank you for that name. Thank you, Lord, that all power is given in that name. And God, we're here to believe in that name. Hallelujah, the name of Jesus, the name that is written upon your children. God, help us to know him today. Help us to really to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How all-powerful he is. How beautiful he is and wonderful and caring and loving. Hallelujah. And patient, Lord God. Oh, what a Savior, Father, you have given us in the Lamb of God. And thank you for that. As we draw nigh today, Lord God, by your Spirit and because of your love, let every heart here draw nigh in full assurance of faith, believing you this morning. Lord God, for everything in their life, that, Lord, that nothing is hard for you, that you will work everything together for our good because we love God. Lord, it is your promise. It is your work. We are your workmanship. Lord, help us to enter into that rest today, ceasing from our own works, ceasing from our own minds, ceasing from our own devised plans, and entering into the rest of God. That, yes, I'm the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Lord, let us love that and cherish that and go after that this morning. We give you the praise and thanksgiving because it's all in the word of your grace, your beautiful son Jesus, and it's in his name we pray. Amen. Praise be to God. If you'd open your Bibles today, we're going into Hebrews. We'll be in the second chapter. And thank the Lord again for his leading and how the Spirit orchestrates through the ministering of the saints. But in the second chapter of Hebrews, we'll begin reading from verse 1. It says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Lord, ramp up our attention, our appreciation. Ramp up our love. Lord, grow thanksgiving like never before in my heart for your word. That I would give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time, we should let them slip. Or basically, that slip away from them. See, the rock doesn't move. It just don't move. The Father, praise God, is right there in the kingdom. All he wants to do is have fellowship with the sons. Amen? So, God help us. Don't slip away from those things. If the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, and here's where we're settling in today. How shall we escape? And see, Paul is putting himself in here. You see that? Paul is including himself. Paul, the one who has made such wonderful statements of faith by the Holy Ghost, that we are now sons of God, that we are now seated in the heavens in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, knowing that nothing can separate us from the love of God. All of these precious assurances we know. But Paul is getting at something here by the Spirit. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Now, this verse has been used to scare people. And if it scared him in the truth, I guess I say, praise God. But I love to think that, praise the Lord, this is such a verse of encouragement to us. A verse, praise God, to stir us up. A verse, praise God, that really helps us to want to take inventory. Truly, as David said, search me, O Lord. Amen. Amen. You know, that sincerity that we're talking about, that, Lord, I do not want to be neglecting so great salvation. Now, many verses in the Word of God just cut right to the chase, don't they? And praise be to God, this is a mighty one. It's basically encouraging us to think about, really, where does the affections of our heart dwell? Where are those affections? Where is our treasure, in a sense, of life? And where it's going is it Jesus? Is our treasure, our thoughts, on Jesus and his love for me? Or are we living a life that is so often distracted and pulled away from the things of God and focusing on the cares of this life? Amen. And we've heard this many times before, as Matthew 6:21 tells us, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Amen? Sure, we know that. What we think's important in life, we usually gravitate towards. We go after. Unfortunately, it can be a lot of things that are very harmful for us. But I'm going to be real blunt about it. Anything apart from God, no matter how good it looks, is harmful for you. You can waste your life, brothers and sisters. And thanks be to God, God brought this so delightfully and enlightened to my heart and to my eyes and mostly convicted me with it. Son, you can waste your life just as much with a bottle of alcohol as you can wasting your life being the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Huh? Oh, the accolades of men, they may throw roses at you and all of these things, but what does it profit a man? Huh? If he gained everything in the world, if he gained all of the riches and all of these things, and yet lost his own soul, huh? What would that profit be? Brothers and sisters, God encourage us this morning. And I was thinking about a precious story that Brother Hill would tell us time and time again. The story of don't miss the best part. Do you remember that? Don't miss the best part. And it was a precious story. It's about a man who was walking a path in front of this mountain. And so he was walking along and he comes upon this most glorious flower. It was incredible, beautiful, like never seen before. And he just has to have it and he picks it up. It was his. And as he picks that flower, immediately the mountain that he's walking in front of just opens right up. And there's a vast cave right in front of him with all of the riches that you could ever imagine, just piles and piles. And as far as the eye could see back in there, just treasure beyond. And so he walks back in there and he sees all of this treasure and he starts to pick it up and puts it in his pockets. And he takes this one and puts it back and then he puts this one in and gets all that he can in his arms. And basically so heavy, he's said, I've got enough, I've got to go. And he begins to walk out and he hears a voice tell him, don't miss the best part. Don't miss the best part. And he stops and he looks at what he has and thinks, well, looks around, says, oh, yeah, there it is. So he puts this down, he takes that, he looks over here, oh my goodness, there's a golden chalice that has all the rubies in it, and that's the biggest one I see in here, so it's got to be that too. Puts another one down, does that, says, okay. Starts to walk out again, and he hears that voice say, don't miss the best part. So starts doing that again, setting this down, looking over here, and that happens again and again and again. And he keeps hearing that voice that tells him, don't miss the best part, as he begins to leave each time. Finally, he gets it in his mind. He says, no, I've got it all. I've got everything that could possibly be the best of the best in here. And he hears one more time as he begins to leave, don't miss the best part. And so as he walks out of that cave and back out to the path, immediately that mountain shuts. And immediately all of those treasures in his pockets and in his hands and all of these things, they immediately turn to dust. And he doesn't have a thing, nothing anymore. Because, brothers and sisters, he forgot the best part. While he was so busy with all of that opened in his life, all of those treasures that were before him, he had laid down that flower. He had laid down the one thing that made it all happen, that brought forth all of that treasure in his life. And he began to become consumed with the things that were before him that were opened up to him instead of holding fast the reason that all of it was available to him. He forgot the best part. Now, do we realize this morning that the Lord is the beauty for everything in your life? Everything. Do you realize this morning that the Lord is the only beauty in your life? I think of how gracious the Lord is and how gracious He is. See, you can look at a lot of things a lot of different ways. But when you look into the grace of God, you just see His marvelous love. And people look at this world and they think, oh my goodness, oh it's horrible, it's awful. How could there be a God? I look at this world and I see how faithful God is. Because He's stopping, and because of His great grace, He's taking from this world and preventing a lot of the comfort and accommodation, the things that used to distract you. In His faithfulness, He has afflicted you. Do you know that? The Word of God assures you of that. And even to this world, you think about Him starting to allow, because the Word of God says it is, but it's not in punishment. People go, oh, we're being judged, we're not being judged. Only for reward. Brothers and sisters, this is the greatest time of grace. I think about this financial times that we're in. I think it is so preciously wonderful, the opportunity. Don't put your confidence in man whose breath is in his nostrils. Don't put your confidence in uncertain riches. Amen. It's wonderful. It's okay. When you look to the Word of God, you know how wonderful and beyond okay it is. But this is what God does. He is the beauty for everything in our lives. He opened up all the wealth for our life, all the happiness in our life, all the joy, truly the joy, the sustaining joy in our life is all because of Jesus. Every one of us have experienced temporal happiness, happenings, but only one can bring the continuing joy in your life. Yes, that you just know that no matter what comes to pass, it is well. Amen? It's just well. When you know the love of God and who we are in Christ and what He has prepared and what He's preparing for us, it's well. It is well. We're just waiting. We are abiding. But brothers and sisters, the evidence of abiding saints that are joyous in the Lord, they're joyous. They're thankful. They're not murmuring ones, praise be to God. They're expecting at any moment, not just when I die, praise God for that, but I'm expecting at any moment, I'm going to hear a trump. I'm going to hear the trump of God. That's the voice of the archangel of God. Come away, my love, my fair one. Amen? Yes, this is what this is, brothers and sisters. He is so good to us. So good to us. You think about even just the basics that we have. Again, yes, to be born in this wonderful country. Absolutely. The freedoms that we have. The abundance of food and clean water, clothing, all of the things. We are a spoiled nation in comparison to this world. We really are. How good God has been to us. The freedom that we have to just go from place to place, to move around, to do those things. We take for granted God gave that to you. God gave that to you. So sweetly and divinely, He gave that to you. But brothers and sisters, that's just a drop in the vast, vast universe of the goodness of the Lord to you. He's brought us here today. He's given you a heart to want to hear the Word of God. That's value. That's treasure. And it's not to compare yourself with other people, but I believe that I'm with people here that love people. You love, you care about people. You do. And I know why, because of the love of Jesus in you. When you have the love of Jesus in you, you actually do care about other folks. Yes, did you know that? Did you know it's even proven people that truly that are spiritual, that and I'm talking about real spiritual, the one spiritual, that love the Lord, that honor God, they're the most giving people there are. They're the people that give the most of themselves and even of their monies and things to causes to help folks and all of that. Did you know that? And it's not because of the people, it's because of the treasure in the people. Amen? It's the truth. Now come on. It's all right to say amen and thank God for what he's doing in your life. But this is exactly what this is, brothers and sisters. We thank God that he's caused us to have a heart that wants to hear the word of God. Because I do know so many people that don't have any thought or inkling to hear the word of God. They don't care about it. They don't want to hear it. There's other things to do. They think they have better time to spend. My heart aches because of the beauty and the wealth that is all in our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How much he's given to us. That we sit here, brothers and sisters, truly this morning, that we know by hearing the word of God, by being in a place where we gather in the name of Jesus Christ, that this betters our life. It's the only bettering in our life we'll ever have. Praise God, it's all in him. That, again, he brings us here, that we become more full. We become more peaceful, full of peace, amen? We become more full of faith. Things that even moments ago before we walked in here that we were thinking of and maybe doubting or something that was bothering us. And I pray by the name of Jesus Christ and in the name of Jesus Christ right now, as it was said, mountain be removed. Amen? And again, why? Because grace. Because that's just what it is. The word of God is true. You hear the word of God, it will change you. It'll change you from glory to glory into the image of Christ Jesus. It will. It'll make you stronger. It'll make you bolder. I'm not going to tell you it's going to give you the natural riches of this life and fill your bank account here on this earth. As we said earlier, I think you understand that great Ponzi game anyways. Huh? Lay away things in heaven where moth doesn't get and thief can't steal. Rust doesn't get at. Oh, man. See, when you know, when you're solid about something and you have confidence in it, and I'm talking about of God, there's nothing that can compare. His promises are true. They're yours. You're his son. We've talked about it many times. I remember when I was a little guy, when my daddy would tell me something, it was gold. It was it. Well, I've got the Father of Heaven that's told me everything. And it's gold, and it's it. And if it hasn't come to pass, it's coming to pass. Believe these things. But see, that's it. That's the more earnest heed to the things which ye have heard. You've heard this before. How many times do you want to hear this? I want to hear it over and over and over and over. I want to feed on that over and over and over and over. I love good food. Love good food. I don't just like to eat quick. No. I want to enjoy that food. I want to eat that good food. And again, we take time in our lives, brothers and sisters. You think the time we take to feel good, to look good, huh? Come on. To naturally eat good food and how we'll drive and all these different things. But, oh, man, we're talking church. I got to find something close. Got to hit it quick. And that's the forever. That's the most important part. Amen? I'm just encouraging you, go hear the word of the gospel of Christ. Don't neglect so great salvation. Don't do things that are just convenient in your life. Don't do things where you think it's convenient because you're making somebody else feel good. Well, this is how it all works for us. When you start to go that way and you start to try to do things that are going to satisfy and be easier for your flesh, I'll assure you one thing, you're stepping away from the things of God. You will step away. There's a reason that the Word of God says you endure hardness as a good soldier. When you go on with God, it's not easy. When you go after the truth, it's not a popular thing. You're ridiculed. You're mocked for it. It's always been that way. It will never be any other way. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He wasn't really popular then. When he came to earth, can you imagine this? The trumpets weren't resounding on earth. He wasn't born in a palace. They didn't have the Buckingham wedding and everything set up for him. They didn't. This is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he was born in the most lowly manger. They couldn't even find a place to give birth. Huh? And yet, let me tell you something, it's about getting the same way today. See, they weren't looking for his coming then. Just a handful of crazy shepherds, some wise men, huh? A couple of kooks. But here he came. Oh, yes, he came. The time was now, and he came. And let me tell you something. They've heard the same thing. I'm coming again. And he says in his word, when they don't look for me anymore, when they say, where is your Jesus? That's when I'm coming again. The hour that they think not. And I've heard so many Christians recently say, oh, he's not coming now. He's not coming now. I think he loves me more than that. I think he loves me so much that he's telling the Father right now, can I go get her now? Now, he's patient, but he's a lover. Oh. There's so much more. But I think really the Lord is he's dealing with you. We do not have time to waste. He said, whom he foreknew, them he did predestinate. He knew this time. He knew your heart. Before he ever set a star in heaven, before any foundation of this universe, he tells you in his word, he saw you. He saw you in his son. I want you to make sure you understand that. And see, that's the only way I want him to see me. All I want him to see me is his son. Oh, yes. Because then I know, you know what, he's well pleased. Then I know, praise God, that, you know what, I'm accepted in the beloved. Hmm? We don't have much more time. We really don't. Nope. See, it's not, we'll get ready over here. It's get ready now. Be ready. Amen. The trumpet is soon to blast. I thank God for this, brothers and sisters. As we started out today, how shall we escape? Huh? Well, we know if we neglect so great salvation, even in our daily walk, you're going to be caught into trials and things and snares, that if you neglect it, you're going to stay right in that snare, aren't you? You know this. We all know this. When we don't believe God's word for our life, we just circle back. Even though we're not a dog, we're sheep. We act like a dog. And the Bible tells us just the dog do his vomit. Same old thing over and over and over. Huh? That's the truth. I'm here giving you the truth. What do you want? Huh? But when you do not neglect, when you're not careless, but actually full of care. Full of care in the Word of God. You care about the Word of God. It's, thank the Lord, just thankfulness. I don't even have to say, Lord, it's my passion in a sense today, but Lord, I am thankful. And I'll tell you what, you're thankful, your thankfulness will become passion. It will. Because Lord only grows. He only increases. So don't go worrying about that. Don't go saying, oh, I wish I had that passion like you do. I thank the Lord for whatever he's put in any life of thought to him. But be thankful. He'll grow that up. Don't try to be on the time schedule of the person behind you or next to you or whatever it is. Let God do it. But let God do it now. There's a difference between trusting God and being complacent. Huh? That's called unbelief. Brother Ray spoke about it today. Believing God always advances the cause. Amen. It goes on. Believing God walks throughout all the land. It exercises all the promises of God in your life. But how shall we escape? And I'll leave you with this, that precious word, escape. It means to take flight. Huh? Do you know we preach a gospel around here? It's called the take flight gospel. There you go. I never heard that before. Yes, you have. You heard that in 1 Thessalonians 4. It's called the take flight out of here gospel. Oh, yes. It's about a company of people, praise be to God, that are going to meet the Lord in the air. Now, I've met Christians that say, I'm going to meet the Lord when I die. I've met the Christians that say, oh, yep, the Lord's coming back for me here on earth and all of these different things. But I'm going to tell you, Paul, he preached a gospel that said that, you know what? I'm going to appear a second time to them that are looking for me. And I'm going to have an appointment, a take flight appointment with them that love my appearing. All right? Now I'm going to tell you something. The ones that will take the take flight gospel, they're full of care for the gospel. They're embracing him as he embraces them. Amen? Lord, encourage us today. Don't delay any longer. Continuing on from last week, don't tap those brakes. Don't get distracted. Take that rear view mirror, throw it out the window. Amen. Huh? Not literally now. I don't want to get in trouble. When you look back, you look around, gonna get distracted. Set your affections on him. Amen? Let's pray. While every head is bowed, we just give you thanks and praise and glory and honor. Thank you for your great love to us. Thank you for the word of your grace. Let it just be feasted upon, meditated upon, and Lord, by your Spirit, increase it in our lives. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.